The Glastonbury Tales. Bath and West Evening Chronicle, the 16th of June, 1977. Actually, I'm rather proud of this one, which has some truth in it. I distinctly remember picking up the first of the hitchhikers when going home from Bath one sunny evening, and there were a lot more hitchhikers heading to Glastonbury. Indeed, as I look back, nearly all of it has some basis in reality, but as Mark Twain used to put it, I might have, here and there, put a little shine on things. Only he said it in American. I certainly do remember the smoke coming from the back of my van, and hastily winding down my window, while at the same time keeping an eye out for Mr. Plod. As it was, when we arrived at Glastonbury and I opened the back, there was a kind of pleasant fog, but I don't think anyone noticed very much. They were better and somewhat nicer days. And if there is anyone out there who can prove that they were one of those in my van, I would be very pleased to hear from them. But I suppose by now, they're prime ministers and so forth. A van driver there was, let's call him me, a 9-to-5er going home to tea. Just outside Bath, observant as they come, he spied a hippie, travelling by thumb. Beside the sunny road, the lad stood baking. His hair was dripping sweat, his feet were aching. Not cool was he, so broiling was the day, the poor man's grass was turning fast to hay. "Glastonbury's where I'm bound." "Hop in," I said. He gave a weary grin. "Right on," he said. "This hitching is a drag." And then he rolled himself a sort of fag, and told me all about how the next day would be specially good vibrations all the way. A festival of sevens, and the tour, a sort of dustbin full of cosmic lore. Some miles further on, we stopped again to pick up four more lurking in a lane, a woeful band, a travel-weary tribe, without the breath to raise a single vibe between them. In the back they went, with two guitars, three rucksacks, and a tent. One believed in UFOs. One said ley lines were mystic traffic signs, and they all met at Glastonbury. Also, she was really deep into astrology.
"You're Libra."
"No," I said.
"Oh, Aries?"
"No."
"I'm never wrong," she said. "You must be Virgo."
"No," I said. She thought a bit, then,
"Leo?" "Oh dear, I'm never wrong. Scorpio? Pisces? Taurus?"
"Yes," I said, "that's me." Bells tinkled as the lady laughed with glee, and clapped her hands and said, "I'm never wrong," and then another pilgrim joined our throng. Black-clad she was.
"I always get a hitch," she said when climbing in, "'cause I'm a witch."
"Uh-huh," said Leyline Joe with fancies lewd, a-thinking of her prancing in the nude. But I thought, "Yes, my girl, I've met your kind at parties, where you always seem to find strange lines on people's hands, and put on airs, and then go and be sick upon the stairs." With seven in the van, plus tents, the tension was getting rather tight on the suspension. The wheels were giving mystic sort of whines. We went round corners, hopping in straight lines, and then, as I must quickly now relate, the seven of us nearly met our fate. You see, Inspector, as I drove along, listening quite astonished to the throng discussing miracles, I think, and reincarnation, it's all Greek to me, Your Worship, I think that when I die I'll come back as a corpse. But this is by the way. I've got to tell you, honest now, how come we very nearly hit a cow. The herd came surging out across the road. I braked, but trouble was, I had this load. The road was hot, the tyres too, and so we did a mystic skid, and, you know, the van it sort of grit its teeth and lunged. The occupants went white with fear and plunged very nearly in my lap, bags, beads and bells, ropes, sandals, Levi's and assorted smells. On we slewed, and how I hoped that seven didn't mean my numbers up and me in heaven. The witch said, "Jesus!" Which just goes to show, it pays to hedge your bets. You never know. And then, with one heroic breaking judder, we halted, 7 inches from an udder. I gotta say that generally the town of Glastonbury always gets me down. A nasty little town of moaning traders, but then there is this problem of invaders. I left them near the Tor. I hope they found what they are looking for. A holy ground? Sacred to what? I really do not know. A sort of mystic Glastonbury glow. I wondered, as a cheerful atheist, exactly what, besides a cow, I've missed.